Good morning, everybody. It's Sunday, the 23rd of August, about 9:10 a.m. You might be able to hear the fan. We've got the fan going, and I'm in bed. And Obi's just bought me two cups of tea, ordinary and peppermint tea. Now, someone asked me, why do you have two cups of tea? Sorry if I'm sounding really awful, but I haven't had any proper sleep, and I am tired. The reason I have two cups of tea, I don't know why we started that, because when I make my own tea in the mornings, which is like half the time, I only make myself ordinary tea, but when he does it, it always makes me peppermint as well. But I don't drink the peppermint straight away. Sometimes in the morning I can feel a bit nauseous, so that helps. But I usually keep it by my bed, and I drink it when it's cold. I drink it throughout the day. Sometimes when I'm doing dialysis, I can feel nauseous, so it's quite nice to have it there. And it's not got milk or anything in it, so it's not going to go off. So that's the story of my tea. But anyway, we didn't get any thunder last night. I was so disappointed. We didn't go to bed till about 3:15, but there wasn't any anyway because we had all the windows open, and I would have heard it. And I was awake. I was still awake at like 6:40. I listened to a couple of audio boos and I listened to some of my book. But the trouble is, what happens is I start to drift off when I'm listening to my book, and then I wake up to turn it off. And then I'm awake. I don't go to properly to sleep. I just start to feel myself drifting. But the thing is, the night before I slept from 3 to 8. And I thought, oh, that's good. And I didn't feel tired in the day. I didn't close my eyes for a second. You know, sometimes when I've had no sleep, or not very good sleep, or just a couple of hours sleep, sometimes when I sit down, I'll fall asleep for like 10 minutes or something. I just catnap sometimes, but I didn't do that at all yesterday. So I thought, by the time it comes to bedtime, I will go out like a light. Ha, ha, ha. So I was working on some stuff on my computer quite late. That's why one of the reasons why we went to bed late. I had to sort some documents out for Obi and edit them. So I did that, and then I got a bit frustrated with it because my laptop, I don't know, he forwarded me this stuff that needed doing. And I think there was something in it that I couldn't see, some kind of formatting, because it was really messed up when I was trying to copy and paste chunks of the material and move it around, and then it disappeared, and I thought I'd lost the whole lot that I'd done, and I cried with frustration. I was so annoyed, and then I opened another document and tried to copy and paste it into that, and then I ended up with like several of the same thing. But when I looked at one of them, it was really weird because it was like it was blank, but it wasn't, because when you set yours to read it, it read it. But anyway, I was up quite late, and then, or we were, and then Connor had taken the fan. We've only got one fan. I don't know why he doesn't get his own. He'd taken it. I don't mind him borrowing it, because his room gets the worst of the heat, because it's at the back and it's a south-facing house. And so, from late morning all right through the afternoon, the sun is coming in his room. And it's unbelievably hot in there at night, when you get days like yesterday, which was like in the 30s, which thankfully doesn't happen that often. But we've had it a few times this summer. So gets very uncomfortable at night, so I didn't mind him borrowing the fan when he got in from work. But the night before, he put it back at bedtime, and last night he didn't. So we didn't really want to go in there and get it, because his room's such a bomb site, I wouldn't even know where to look for it. Obi went and got it this morning, because Connor's gone to work, and he's gone to his girlfriend's for a couple. He'll go straight there from work today, because he's got tomorrow off. But the fan was under the chair, and he said his room's a fire hazard. So I think we really need to. It's just so cluttered, and I don't know. Anyway, that's that. So we've got the fan on now, and I didn't sleep. I think I fell asleep about just before 7, and it was a fitful sleep. I felt like very restless, and I woke up, and it was only like about just after 8 o'clock. And I got up and went downstairs. I opened the doors because it felt so stuffy up here, even though we had all the windows open. And it's quite windy out, but it must be a certain direction because it's not coming in. Often when it's windy, like it is today, I've got wind chimes hanging in the window here, and you'll hear them going ding, 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 ding. From downstairs you can hear it. But the wind's very strong, but it must be blowing in the wrong direction, so it's not coming in. So we've got the fan back. And I made some iced tea yesterday in a jug in the fridge, and I just had some of that. I feel, when I get this feeling that I can't, I think it's partly the weather, but I do suffer from it anyway with my sleep disorder or whatever it is I've got now, that I feel like the bed is too hot where I've laid, and it feels like, I was trying to describe it to Obi, almost like my blood's too hot, and it makes me restless. So I went down and I drank some of this cold tea. It was iced cold tea, because I made it yesterday, but I just put it in the fridge and I didn't drink it. I did drink quite a lot of fluids yesterday, more than I normally do, because I didn't want to feel ill in the heat. I had like lemonade and several big glasses of lemonade, and I had some iced coffee and stuff and water. And I think I had some cream soda at one point. And so I made this iced tea, but I didn't drink it. So I had quite a lot of that this morning, and really cooled me down, and then we got the fan back. I think I will probably go to sleep. I feel quite sleepy. This is what happens. When Obi brought my tea up, I was just kind of drifting off, but sometimes I have like about 6 false alarms like that. I'll lay down, feel really tired. I will literally almost sleep for about 5 minutes, and when I say 5 minutes, I mean 5 minutes. I'm not exaggerating when it's really half an hour. It's literally 5 minutes, and then I'll have to get up again. I just have to get up. So I have sometimes when my sleep's really messed up, which it is at the moment, I'll have about 5 or 6 of these false alarms, and it's really frustrating, because when I went downstairs this morning, I opened the door to get some cooler air in down there, and I wanted to lay down. I kind of curled up on the sofa, but I was too hot to keep still. And I didn't want to lean on anything. I was too hot to lean on anything like material. So I had to sit up, and I was so tired. I could hardly keep my eyes open. It's horrible. And so I came back up, and I was just getting sleepy when he brought my tea up. But hopefully I will sleep. But the trouble is, my sister's meant to be coming down today, and he's going to work, so I don't really like sleeping in the mornings, because otherwise I don't see him. He's at work all this week. Thursday is his only day off. He's been working since Wednesday. He's worked Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. He's working today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. I hate it. He's on late. It's pretty antisocial hours, if you ask me. It's either 2 till 11 or 3 till 11 p.m., by the time he gets home, it's 12. That's why we go to bed late, because we don't see each other much any other time. And it gets you down after a while. I just get sick of it. I prefer it when he's on earlies. He doesn't really like the earlies. He does. He likes the fact that when he gets home like 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and then that's it. But he has to get up at 4 o'clock, so that's not very good either. I got complaining about him working, because the thing is, he works for an agency, and the other people that he knows that work for the same agency, he works for Southern Railway, but via an agency. He's not employed by them. They employ people from an agency, but the other people that he knows that work for these agencies aren't getting any work. He's the only one that's getting all this work, and he's not complaining, because if you complain, you know, they're likely to say, well, there's plenty of other people who are not getting any work, we'll give it to them instead. A couple of times he has given other people his work because they needed it, and he wanted a couple of days off. I mean, there's one woman that he used to work with at Lewisham. Was it Lewisham? Orpington. I can't remember now. She said she'd only had one day the last couple of weeks, and like he just worked eight straight days. And some people aren't getting anything. You think they'd try and balance it out a little bit. Well, there you go. I don't know if it's a good thing. I don't know whether it's because they think he's good and people ask for him. I don't know. He is good at what he does, I know. And I keep telling him he should write a book because there's so many stories he comes home with. And I don't think he tells me a quarter of them because it's just too many things where people, you know, do silly things. Or some people, Friday nights are the worst nights to work because everyone's drunk. They're all falling all over the place and being stupid. There was one woman recently, she was, I think, probably in her 20s, and he was just finishing his shift to come home. It was a nighttime shift. And he saw her trying to swipe her Oyster card on the reader, and she kept doing it over and over again, and it was coming, and it wasn't working. It was coming up with an error message. So he went to see what was the problem, and it said, "Top up, please top up." So he said to her, he didn't realise that she was really drunk. He said to her, "You've got to put money on it." And then he walked off, and she was still there, faffing around, and he wondered why she, you know, why she hadn't moved. So he went back to have a look. She'd, instead of going and topping up her card with the machine, she had got a £5 note out of her bag, and she was trying to swipe the £5 note on the card reader. And so he said, "Look, you need to top your card up." So she was, and then he realised she's really drunk. So. And she wanted to go to Eltham, and she was, and that's on southeastern, the southeastern side of London Bridge, and this was the southern side, and she was going to go through a gate and go somewhere completely the wrong way. So he took her to the machine and he helped her top it up, and then he put her in the right direction to get home. But, you know, there's always somebody that's, I don't know, not paid or jumps the barrier, or there's always stories, you know. You get a snatch of, you get, and I think that's what it enjoys. You get a snippet of people's lives. It's a bit, probably a bit like me listening to my audio booze, you know. You get a bit of an insight into someone else's life just for a few minutes. It's even less when they're, because they're just passing through. But, you know, you know, you get lots of characters and people try and take the pee all the time. They say, "Come on, let me through, please." Oh. And they make up every excuse under the sun why their ticket's not valid or why they haven't got any money. But, anyway, I think I've gone on too long. We're supposed to get some heavy rain today, maybe some thunder, so I'm hoping we will, because it just didn't seem fair. We had to put up with the highest temperatures in the country yesterday, and everyone else got the thunder, and we didn't. Everywhere they had it in here. I've just, from email groups, Facebook, and Audio Boom, know that they had it in Hereford, Shropshire, Halifax. It's quite widespread. And what did we get? Not one drop of rain, not one, and certainly no thunder. They, all these places I mentioned, they all had thunder and a lot of rain. So please, God, if you're listening, send a drop of rain our way, because I don't want to have to water my plants. I should have watered them yesterday. They're probably all dead. I've got two tubs of geraniums, a rose bush that's in a pot, a lavender bush that's in a pot, a curry plant that's in a pot, and a sumac tree, which next year I'm going to plant in the garden because it's getting quite big now. It's going to outgrow that pot by next year. I've already moved into a bigger one. Well, I didn't do it, my mum did it, to be fair, but... anyway, let me see how long I've gone on for. I'll say 19 minutes. Yes, got your hammocks and will be later today. Just being so tired and busy. Hopefully I can deal with longer ones on here. Okay. Yes, got your hammocks. Yes, got your hammocks and will be later today. Just being so tired and busy. Hopefully I can deal with longer ones on here one day. XXXXXX. What? Oh no, I've only talked for 16 something. Oh well, that's not so bad. Right, excuse my message. I didn't even hear that come. You've probably heard it twice now. Anyway, I don't think it was anything incriminating, so I will pause this and I'll speak to you soon. 43 minutes and 58 seconds. Time remaining. 43 minutes. Pause recording.